Thank you for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Let's continue our look at the challenges faced by Malaysians working in Singapore under the MCO. Now, joining us on the line now, we have the Menteri Besar of Johor, Dato' Hasni Mohamad. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Dato' Hasni.
Thank you for having me to the show tonight. Yeah.
As I understand it, you are part of the Singapore-Malaysia Special Working Committee that looks to coordinate efforts during this pandemic. Now, I'm wondering, what have been some of the main issues that have been discussed with Singapore?
From the very beginning, when the MCO was put into effect, we have to look at the Malaysian working in Singapore as a special case. Unlike the exit between the Perlis and Thailand side, unlike between Sarawak and Brunei, but between Johor and Singapore, we have to look at it slightly different. In fact, the joint committee between Malaysia and Singapore has agreed that between Johor and Singapore, it has to be looked as one entity. We have to allow those transportation carrying the essential items like food, like medical supplies, and all other essential items to continue to proceed to Singapore from Johor Bahru. And as far as Malaysian that cross over to Singapore to work every day, we are looking at a huge number, between 200 to 300 every day. So
200 to 300, you
thousand.
Said
200,000 okay. to 300,000 Malaysian working across. So we really have to look at this situation with a special arrangement. That is the reason why this special committee between Malaysia and Singapore, chaired by our defense minister, Dato' Ismail Sabri, as well as senior minister Teo, on behalf of Singapore. And during the first MCO, first stage MCO, we have agreed that Malaysian who is working in Singapore will be provided with a letter from their employee that they are required to work in Singapore, and also an understanding that Singapore government will assist Malaysian working in Singapore with accommodation and all other assistance that is made available to those working in Singapore. So that was the earlier understanding between between Malaysia and Singapore during the joint ministerial meeting.
Can you help us understand how much notice the state of Johor, your government, got in considering the establishment of the MCO? Were you consulted significantly, sufficiently rather, and given time to work out the specific needs of Johor and Johorians?
Yes, very much. I suppose both ministers is fully aware of the situation on Johor side in terms of our procedures of entrance, our procedure of goods that enter Singapore. We have also agreed as to, upon the expiry of the MCO first phase, should the Malaysian choose to come back, and then the necessary steps will have to be put in place, such as Malaysian wanting to return back, they will be allowed to do so, but they will be quarantined for a number of days that is set by the Ministry of Health.
Dato' Hasni, have you seen a lot of Malaysians opt to return after the phase one of the MCO has been was over? Did you see a lot of Malaysians come back from Singapore?
At the moment, we do receive requests that they wish to come back. But both ministers are now looking at the possibility of whether the indication by the Ministry of Manpower that they will no longer extend the facilities in terms of accommodation or any other support that they can give to the Malaysian, with the statement made, we have to be prepared should there be a need for this Malaysian to come back. Then we should be prepared to have our, all our infrastructure ready. But mind you, we have informed Kuala Lumpur that Johor Bahru, Johor for that matter, we will not be able to cater should the entire workforce with, from Malaysia will have to be returned back to Malaysia.
Okay.
Wow. We won't be able to have the infrastructure to accommodate that requirement.
Dr. Hasni, that is a very powerful statement, and I'm going to come back to you after this short break and we'll pick up our conversation from that comment about Johor not being able to cater should all the Malaysians working in Singapore opt to return. Stay tuned to Consider This. We'll be right back.